where Body is a quarter to eight and time now for our special event, the Dwell Property Sports Bite. Good morning to you. Oh, except there doesn't seem to be much happening. That's odd. Let's try it again. Shall we? One more time with feeling.
Well, a fine Tuesday morning it is to you, and of course it's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. And let's kick it off with some women's rugby, where South African women's rugby team qualified for the first time ever for the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup by beating Italy. They will now face Brazil in the upcoming quarterfinal. What a match it was, winning it 29-24 in an absolute nail-biter. In a clash that swung back and forth, but the Boks have made it through, and let's hope that they can carry on to World Cup victory. Sticking with rugby action, of course, the Currie Cup was on the weekend. The Elling Pumas continue their domination, beating Western Province 39-13. The Sharks with the last minute, well, not even the last minute, the 85th minute kick to beat the Cavaliers 33-31, and the Lions running out 44-5 victors over the Bulls in an absolute thumping. Of course, another great result for South Africa on the golf course this weekend. Tristan Lawrence came home victorious at the Omega Masters hosted in Switzerland. A beautiful golf course, and despite starting bogey, 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 he turned his round around with an eagle two on the par four, and he never looked back, taking home victory and a couple of euros to slide into his wallet. What a result that certainly was for Tristan Lawrence. Moving on to Sunday, and of course, the Grand Prix. The Dutch Grand Prix, a sea of orange was seen around the track, but the only orange was seen on the track again was Oscar Piastri's McLaren. McLaren were looking for a 1-2 finish again for this season, but Lando Norris ran into some engine trouble, leaving Oscar Piastri to cruise to victory and extend his lead at the head of the championships. Of course, he finished ahead of Max Verstappen on his home turf, and then a surprise result for Hadja, who came in third, just 21 years of age, for his first ever podium. Of course, British football is going ahead, and we're in full swing of that. Some great results for the weekend. Liverpool, with an 88th-minute free kick from Szoboszlai, beating Arsenal 1-0 at Anfield to go into the international break, top of the Premier League. Man City's woes continue as they lost 2-1 to Brighton. And Man United back on winning course thanks to a 91st-minute penalty, a dubious one to say the least, but 3-2 victors at home and finally getting the victory that they've been looking for. Don't forget the US Open carries on this week, so be sure to get in front of your TVs for that. There's some great tennis action. And of course, the big one coming up on the weekend, South Africa playing the All Blacks at Eden Park. Boy, oh boy, the All Blacks are in for a heck of a game. South Africa have not won at Eden Park since 1937. Don't be scared to open up a beverage early on Saturday morning. Get in front of those TVs. And we'll bring you those results next week during the Dwell Sports Bite. Proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.